Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel Acclamation. Hallelujah. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the 20th chapter at the first verse. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. And when he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' And so they went. And when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' And they said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' And he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' And when those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. And now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only an hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, saying, 'Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. When you read this parable that's the basis for our gospel today, it can sort of get you thinking. In fact, we could probably all tell our own vision, version, or experience that we've had of this parable. We know people who, in our own humble opinion, neither earned nor deserved what they got. Call it a promotion, a raise, recognition, happiness, success, whatever. That we worked longer and tried harder seems to make no difference. More often than not, we view this world and ourselves and others through the lens of fairness rather than grace. The exact opposite of how God views the world and how He views our lives. We've been taught from an early age that fairness matters. If you watch a bunch of children play, and it won't be long before you'll hear one of them say, "That's not fair." So it wasn't fair, I suppose, or we tried for fairness back when I was a child, 7, 8, 9 years old. I had 2 brothers, but at the time, my brother Ronald and I, in the evening, would receive from our mother 1 bottle of Pepsi. And she'd put the bottle of Pepsi on the kitchen table in 2 glasses. One of us got to pour to make sure it's even, and the other one got to pick. And that's how we had fairness. And so we eyed each other carefully, trying to make sure that we had that concept of fairness expressed in the way we handle that. I'll bet too that you've had your own experience, maybe in childhood as well, trying to approximate what it means to be fair. And it's just not children. You know, adults want fairness too. Too often, however, fairness rather than love, acceptance, mercy, forgiveness, or generosity is the measure by which we act and by which we judge another person or life circumstances. When you think about it, we all like fairness because it gives us some sense of an orderliness or predictability. We know how it's going to work. It gives us a sense of control and hierarchy, even if it's not always there. Fairness is based on what you deserve, how hard you work, and what you achieve, and the way in which you behave. Sometimes it's fair to give a reward, and other times it's a punishment. We live in and promote a wage-based society in which you earn what you get. You deserve the consequences, whether bad or good, of your actions. What happens though, when divine goodness trumps the idea of human fairness? Well, you get today's parable. Today's parable suggests wages and grace stand in some sort of opposition to each other. They're two opposing ways of looking at the world. The degree to which this parable strikes us as unfair is the degree to which our life and worldview is what we'll call wage-based. What do we mean by that? A wage-based worldview allows little room for grace in our own lives or the lives of others. Grace, to some eyes, can be dangerous. It reverses business as usual. We hear these words, "So the last will be first and the first will be last." Well, we know for ourselves that's not how a wage-based society works. The world says that the last are going to be last and the first are going to be first because that's what they deserve. It's what's fair. Grace looks beyond our own productivity, our own appearance, our dress, our race, our ethnicity, our accomplishments or failures. Grace recognizes that there's more to you and me and who we are than what we have done or maybe left undone. Grace reveals the goodness of God. Wages reveal human effort. Grace seeks unity and inclusion. Wages make distinctions and separation. Grace just happens. Wages are based on merit. The only precondition of grace is that we show up and open ourselves to receive what God is giving us. When we do, we begin to see our lives, the world, and our neighbors differently. You know, for many years I had a friend of mine when I was at another church at Redeemer, and he had spent his career at a local law firm, and he told me something. He said that every month the score sheet would be distributed to the attorneys in his firm. And what you would find on the score sheet, it would list the names of every attorney, the hours they worked, the number of hours they billed, and the number of dollars that the firm collected because of them. It was the basis for wage and the incentive for comparison, competition, expectation, and of course, judgments. They knew who began work at dawn, who slept until 9, who came in at noon, who showed up at 3 in the afternoon, and who happened to drop by at 5 late in the day. One day, several associates, the attorneys who are employees of and not owners of the firm, were reading and talking about all these latest numbers. And one senior associate whose numbers were higher than most of the others, including some of the partners, said, "You know, this isn't fair. I'm going to demand they pay me what I'm worth." And he kept talking about this from day to day. Then he got quiet and didn't say much about it. And a few days later, they asked him, they said, "Hey, so did you talk to the partners?" "And that was the dumbest idea I ever had," he said. "What if they agree? What if they actually pay me what I'm worth? Well, I'd probably take a pay cut." The tragedy of what we're calling a wage-based society is that it blinds us to the presence of grace, the life God calls us to. Eventually, we set up standards and expectations not only for ourselves and others, but for God. That's what happened to the first hired hand in today's parable. They saw themselves as different from those more deserving than the people hired late. They grumbled about the landowner. "These last workers, they only worked 1 hour, and you made them equal to us." The truth is, they are not different from each other. Neither group owned the vineyard. Both groups needed a job, and both groups were chosen, invited in, not by their own doing. There is, however, something that distinguishes the first hired and the last hired in this parable. And that distinction is not what they show, that is not what time they showed up to at work. The real distinction between the first hired and all hired later is the terms of the agreement under which they worked at the vineyard. The first hired entered the vineyard only after agreeing to be paid the usual day's wage. They settled for too little. They, in essence, shortchanged themselves. And that's often what happens in a wage-based society. Apparently, the landowner is willing to pay more than the usual daily wage, and a full day's wage for less than a full day's work. And we might too say, well, that's not fair. It's not, but it is something else. It's grace. The first hired got what they bargained for. The later hired workers, those who came at 9 or noon or 3 or even at 5, did not, however, negotiate for the usual daily wage. They entered the vineyard trusting they would be paid whatever is right. Whatever is right is not determined by the first hired or by a wage-based society, but by the goodness of the landlord. These later hired workers received more than they earned, more than they deserved, more than they had a right to ask for or even hope for. But you know, that's what God does for us. Whatever is right isn't about fairness, but it is about grace. Why settle for the usual daily wage when God wants to give you and me, whatever is right for your life, for your needs, your salvation? Whatever is right will always be more than fair, more than we could ask for or imagine. Yet we sometimes trust a wage-based life more than we trust grace. In doing so, we deny ourselves and others the life God wants to give us. So how might we begin to move from a wage-based life to the vineyard of grace? Well, we got to stop comparing ourselves and our life to others, and we will create a room for grace to emerge. Refuse to compete in such a way that someone must lose if we're to win. Trust that in God's world, hey, there's enough for everyone. Let go of expectations based on what we think or we believe we deserve. Give God the freedom to pay us whatever is right, knowing that God's ways are not our ways. Make no judgment of yourself or others. That's the way of grace, the way of God. Imagine if we all let go of four things. If we all let go of comparing ourselves to others, competing with others, having our own expectations, and judging others. Well, you know what? If we could do that, our life would be God-filled. We would make space for the life of another to be God-filled, and the world would be, in terms of this parable telling us, it would look a lot like the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.